So we're going to go line by line through the Gemara, Beis Hashem, and Siyat Dishmaya, and hopefully get it clear. By the way, why is it so confusing? I think that perhaps, anyone know why maybe it's so confusing? I don't have a reason. Why? That one reason is I should be able to have a job. That's one reason. So we had said that maybe the word is like this. Torah Sheba'al Peh was always meant to be given over how? Baal Peh, orally. And that way we preserve a Messiah. I mean, what Shlomo was saying also, you could have a Rebbe who's teaching it to you. Once it's written down, it is going to get a little bit, we might lose the Messiah. Not only that, but now everyone has access to our Mishnayos, our Gemaras. We don't really want that necessarily. We don't want them knowing Jewish law 100% because it has, over the years, made us some trouble. So therefore, Rebbe in his infinite wisdom, and also those that wrote the Gemara perhaps, made that, especially in the beginnings of Masechtas, I have found, but all over, very just confusing, hard. And if you don't have a Rebbe, you really feel lost. Now, we, Baruch Hashem, have Rashi. If you don't have Rashi, try to read these Gemaras. It's wild. And I think that Masechtas also, personally, I would have started the Masechta with Eila Metzias. Starting the Masechta with Shnayim Echsin is really starting you off like behind the eight ball. Like, there's so much you have to know in order to know what Shnayim Echsin Metalis, what is this? Start, a great place to start would be Eila Metzias Shaloi, Eila Chayav Lahachris, and start with that, and these are the things that you can keep, and why can you keep it? And then afterwards you could get into the discussion of Shnayim Echsin Metalis. But we jump right in. You go into Masechta, and it's like going 60 miles an hour because you need someone to catch you up. And if you don't have a Rebbe, then you can't do that. Anyway, that's perhaps the reason why it works this way. But we're going to start. The Mishnah says, Eilu Metzias Shaloi, Ve'elu Chayiv Lehachriz. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I am inviting participation from the crowd. If you have anything to add, please do. We spoke about what is Chayiv Lehachriz. I mean, he's chayiv to announce it. Where's the makar that you have to announce? You have to, a person has to, what's another word for lahachriz? Is there another word? No, that's lahachzir. Lahachriz is announce, I guess. Where's the makar you have to announce it from? Where does that come from? So anyone remember, we saw it in a Targum Yoinasan, says lo sucha lehis alim. He learns lo sucha lehis alim means you cannot, like, make someone else not have it. And he says, therefore, you have to be machriz. So Targum Yonasan clearly says, Zachiv Yoraisa. However, Rashi doesn't learn the pasuk that way. And according to Rashi, we're kind of grappling with where is the makar for the chiyuv to announce. You have to return it. It's a pasuk, right? You have to return it. But to announce, it's not so clear if there is a makar. Well, how else are you going to give it back to him? So we saw a Rashi elsewhere that says that how else can you give back an object to someone? I don't have to announce it. Rashi actually says, the person who lost it might announce. He could go and start publicizing and saying, you know, I lost an item or whatever it is. So we're not sure. There are some achronim actually say maybe according to Rashi it's dirabanan. Don't know. But anyway, that's open. Exactly. Meshech Chochma has a pshat. Where is the makar for lahachris? Eilu Metzias Shaloi. We say Matzah Peiros Mifuzarin. Now, there's an interesting Rashi here. I don't have my Gemara. Are there any extra Gemaras here? There's a Bava Metzia right over there. We have some of these extra Mar Mekoymis if anyone wants, by the way. There's a few more. Thank you very much. We had an interesting Rashi here on Matzah Peiros Mifuzarin. And I'm sure different people have had different approaches to the Rashi, so we'll just mention it. Rashi says, Nishayzer by Kedama Gemara, the Hefker Hain. The Hefker Hain. Interesting lashon of Rashi, because that's not what Rashi says in the next Rashi. Rashi says, Mois Mifuzarois is the next thing. Ho Ve'elem Simen Nikar Yushem Yayish V'Haveluhu Hefker. So maybe there's a difference between Hefker Hain, V'Haveluhu Hefker. It's not exactly the same lashon. We weren't sure. Anyway, the Mishnah is now going to list us 10 different things. So, by Mos Mufuzaris, we say Inglem Simen Nikker. It's something else we spoke about. Because even if there's a Simen on the Mois, it won't make a difference. Because money is Zuz. What does it mean, Zuz? It goes from person to person. So you can write your name on your money. It's not helping anything. That's not a Simen. It's not a Simen Nikker, at least. I'll call upon him. Rashi, the second Rashi says that they're miyayish and it's hefker v'zehu tam kulam. It's interesting that Rashi says in the second Rashi not in the first Rashi. Why exactly does Rashi do that? It sounds like only in the second Rashi do we know what the reason for everything is. The third thing we speak about are krichos birishus harabim. Now, Tosis points out that it's only over here that we're talking about in Rishus Haram. Everywhere else can even be lost in an alley or something like that. Now, Krichos, even if they had a simon on them, what's going to happen? If in their Rishus Harabim, they're going to get trampled, the simon's going to get lost. So that is why Krichos in Rishus Harabim, at least if it has. So now we're going to mention a bunch of other things. I'm not going to talk much about them. Migule Dverila, Kikore Shal Nachtoim, Machroizo Shal Dogim, Chaticho Shal Bosar. The Mishnah mentions 10 different items. And then we brought down two different things that I didn't at least speak about that much, is two different discussions in the midst. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, anything that's yesh by shinoi is chayv lahachriz. For example, eagle soche cheres or kiko besoche mois. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, kol kli anpuria eino chayv lahachriz. He doesn't have to call out. Yeah. What'd you say? Interesting. Right, it doesn't say Hare and Shaloi. It says Ein Chayev Lehachriz. Yeah. 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 Okay. Let's start the Gemara, my friends. We can turn over the page. Peros Mifuzarin. Bikama. So we just pointed out over here, maybe someone who's in the shul can help me, that there are three different types of questions that sometimes are asked. One is called a rhetorical question. Another one is called a inquisitive question. And the third one is called a, remember what the third one we called it? Maybe a challenging question. Not sure what the language we used. In other words, there's a rhetorical question that your person could ask. You already know the answer. Like if someone's in someone's house and says, excuse me, do you have a bathroom? It's like, do you have a bathroom? No, I live here without a bathroom. Like, what is that? That's not really a question, right? That's a rhetorical question. And then there's a inquisitive question, like, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? What's your name? It's not like there's something that's wrong about anything. I'm not confused. I'm just interested in knowing. What's your name? Where are you from? How are you feeling? Right? And then there's a question, which is a... which would be a challenging question, like, why in the world did you get that haircut? That's like that doesn't make any sense. There's something wrong over here, right? Or why are you wearing your jacket inside out? So those are the three different types of questions that exist. Tosis talks about the question over here. Peres Mazon Vikama wasn't really a question. It's more of a rhetorical type of question. Anyway, it says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kav Be'arba Amas. Rabbi Yitzchak said the amount is, it's a Kav and Arba Amas. That's what it is. So he gave us two different components. There's an amount that is a Kav, and there's an area that's Arba Amas. And that is the formula for when you could keep it. The Gemara says, what are we talking about? If we're talking Derech Nefila, if it's talking about that you found there a Filu Tuva, even if it's more than a kav. And over here, Tosis asks the question, why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak just say it? It's talking about Derech Nefila, Afila Tuva, and that's everything great. And that'll be Pshat the Mishnah. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak have to come up with kav be'arba amas? It's very interesting. So, yeah. So, Al-Kopanim Tosis says, because maybe he holds like Abaye. And if you hold like Abaye, Yish lo midas, lo have yish. Right, the Nemuk Yosef said, even if it's Abaye, we could just say that there's like a lot of fruit, even Abaye holds. If it's worth a lot of money, then he'll know. So, okay, Rav Moshe says, we'll see that soon. Anyhow, Koponim says, if it's Derech Hinuach, which means it looks like it's placed there like intentionally, even if it's less than that, also he shouldn't be able to take it. We're talking about a machnashta de beidari, which means that he left it there intentionally. It was excess. And the question is he going to come back for it or not? The Gemara says the shaila is, it's a lot of kabar mamas, which is a lot of tircha, so therefore he's not going to come back. You can assume he's not going to come back. as opposed to if it's less than Arba Amos, it's not so much Tircha, he will come back. But Moshe Feinstein asked an interesting Shiloh over here, which we were just speaking about just mamish minutes ago, is it should depend on, you know, what the guy, you know, what else he's doing. If he's a doctor, you know, and he's got a lot of things to do, so time is money, right? We don't find, the Gemara says, it depends. It could be we're assuming that he's a farmer. If he's a farmer, so then all farmers, you know, that this is what he does for a living. I don't know, but Ramanisha just says it's interesting. It might depend on what else he has on his schedule. I'll call upon him. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks a question. This is Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, so you're telling me Kav Ba'arba Amos. What about Chatzi Kav in two Amos? What about that? What about Chatzi Kav in two Amos? What about over there? What would you say in that case? Now, Tosis asks, Chatzi Kav in two Amos, that's every Kav in Arba Amos has a Chatzi Kav in two Amos. So what's your question? What's the question? So he said there's two answers. One answer is that there's like a psychological thing. He's a perfectionist. It's all or nothing. You can't say in a Kav in Arba Amos, okay, I'll just take part of it and go. That's just not the way, the mentality of people. It's all or nothing. That's one answer. The other answer, Tosis says, no. Chatzi Kav in two Amos. What is the area of Chatzi Kav in two Amos? Says Tosis, the area of Chatzi Kav in two Amos is four, because it's two by two. What's the area of Kav in Arba Amos? That area is 12, because it's four by four. So it's much, much bigger. So it's not really the same Shaila at all. And the same thing L'chor would apply in Kavayim and Shmoina Amos. Over there, the area would be 64. So these are all different types of Shailas. The Shaila of the Gemara really is, do you say the most important thing to him is too much work, it doesn't make a difference, he's going to make more profit, forget it. Or is it the fact that he's more interested in making more money? That seems to be the Shaila. So we have one Shaila of Chatzi Kav in Shtei Amos. Another Shaila, Kavayim in Shmoin Amos. Then we come up with another Shaila of Kav Shum Shemin in Arab Amos, or a Shaila of Kav Tamari in Arab Amos. Kav Shum Shemin, what's unique about Shum Shemin? They're smaller, so therefore there's more Tircha, but they're worth more money. What's unique about Tamari and Rimani? They're larger, therefore there's less Tircha, but they're also worth less money. So it appears that really there's two basic shilas, and that's the way the Meiri kind of splits it up. There's one shila is more money. There's two different things that will go under that headline. What are the two different shilas that will go under that headline? More money, Shum Shemin and Kavayim and Shmoina Amos. Both of those have more money and more work. And there's two different shilas that are less money and less work. What are those? Chatzi Kav and Tamari Money. That's what appears. Ramesha says each shaila is not exactly the same. Because Ramesha says there's a difference between quality and quantity. You see, some people like things that are worth a lot of money. So if you're going to give me 100,000 pounds of bananas or give me diamonds, I'd much rather a diamond. 100,000 pounds of bananas are worth the same amount of money as a diamond. I'm not interested in bananas. You know, I don't care how much it's worth. It's not only about the bottom line. There's quality and quantity. So Kavayim is more stuff. Shum Shemin is more quality stuff. I don't remember if Ramesha says this. It could be this is my own thing. I'm sorry. I'm not sure if Ramesha says this. Ramesha says it elsewhere, this idea. But I'll call upon him. Shailas, is it quality? So therefore, we really have four separate Shailas. And the Gemara's answer is Teiku. What does Teiku mean? Tish B'Yatar Tkushas V'Abayis. So we'll get back to that in a second. Hold on. There's just another thing that's the Vilna Gaon brings a different girsa in our Gemara. That actually the Shaila is three different types of fruits together, which are Tamari, Rimani, and Shum Shemin. That's the Shaila. We said it's a little bit more meduyik because Kav, it says in the Mishnah, Peirois Mifuzarin. It doesn't say what type of Peirois. But all of a sudden, the Gemara is saying, what about this pair? It says Peres. But now we're saying, no, what happens if it's three different types together? And we explained, the Nachlas David, I think it was, who says, what's the idea of three together? Because then you can decompartmentalize. We said a person, you know, in his psyche is an all or nothing type of person. Perfectionist. I'm coming for everything or for nothing. But if it's three different types of stuff, so then maybe you could say, I'll only go back for part of it. And therefore, it might be considered like a Chetzi Kav and Shtei Amos. That's perhaps the Shaila. Anyway, what was the answer? Teiku. Teiku means we don't know. Tish B'Yataretz. kushus v'abayas. We started off saying there's three different types of questions, right? And why is it Tishbe only Atar? It's two of them. Kushus v'abayas. Why is it not? We said there's three different types of questions. The third type of question is a rhetorical question. It doesn't need an answer. We don't need Elion Avi to tell us if I have a bathroom in the house. You know what I mean? So Elion is going to come answer questions that we are inquisitive about or questions that we have problems with. Tishbi Atar, it's kushas v'abayas. Kushas are challenging questions. Abayas are just things that are interesting to us. Anyway. What do you do l'maisa? Teiku. What do we do in a teiku? It's a machloikas between the Rosh and the Rambam. What do we do in a teiku? The Rosh says you go the chumrah and you're chayiv lahachriz. And the Rambam says leave it alone. Leave it there. We said that perhaps machloikas Rosh and Rambam is as follows. When you look at this shayla, so there's two different ways usually to go in Sveikas. When it deals with Suffolk mamoin, what do we usually do? We say amoitzi mechaveiroi alavaraya. That's mamon. When it goes to Suffolk Isser, Suffolk Dioraisa, the Chumrah. So you go two different directions. Is this a Shaila of mamon or is this a Shaila of Isser? That's what perhaps is really at the heart of our question here. How do you look at this? On one hand, Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah. On the other hand, what are you returning? Money. So where do you say, how did you classify this? How would you categorize it? That's perhaps the Shaila. What's interesting, and I don't have a great answer, maybe we spoke about it, I don't remember if the other had an answer. The Rosh says, Yechayv l'hachriz. Now, what are we talking about in all these cases? Where are we? Machnashter Beidari, the question is whether or not he's going to come back or not. What do I have to be machriz? If he's going to come back, what should I do? Leave it. If he's not going to come back, what can I do? Take it. If he is going to come back, the chayr of the suffix is not whether I should be machriz or not machriz. Kibshuta the shal is should I take it or not take it? In a case of machnash to the beidari, right, he's going to come back for it, so then leave it. Okay. What? Oh, so that's what we're talking about. Maybe even if he's going to come back for it, it just means he's not miyayish or he's not, therefore it's not considered mishumer, and therefore you should take it. Yeah, could be. Okay. So that's the end of Amid Aleph. We go to Amid Beis, Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. We get into the Shaila of Yish Shaloi Midas. Yish Shaloi Midas. Oh boy, you're right. I might end up going to 1 o'clock. I don't want to go to 1 o'clock. We'll see. Okay, we'll try to finish as fast as we can. Yish Shaloi Midas. By Amr, lo yavi yish, rav Amr havi yish. You're bothered by the language. Yish, what do you mean? Is there yish shalom midas or isn't? What do you mean? Yish shalom midas, lo yavi yish. Strange language. That's it. And also, we were wondering, who is the more obvious pshat? Abai is more obvious or Rav is more obvious? We made a small dink in Rashi that maybe Abai is strange, which is interesting. Akoponim. The Gemara says, "B'davar sheyesh by simin." Everyone agrees. Loi have yush. Now the Gemara throws in something that's very interesting. Even though we hear b'miayish at the end, why the Gemara throws that in? It's not so clear. It doesn't make a difference because originally he wasn't miayish because he's saying, "I'll just give a simin." So therefore, it's isura asa liyadei. Therefore, it came to the person's hands in Isser. Interesting that the Gemara threw that in. We had our whole mahalach, but we're going to leave that alone for now. Zuto Shiyam, Shlusa Shanar, even if there is a simen, Rachmana Sharye. It's also interesting that we put this in, because it seems to be saying, like, look, there's a special Xeris HaKasid, and therefore this has nothing to do with our sugya. Guess what? If it has nothing to do with our sugya, don't mention it. What are you bringing it in for, Bichlal? Zuto Shiyam, okay, that's like, that has nothing to do with us. So we had learned, based on Rabbeinu Hanano, Rambam, and Rashi's, that Zuta Shiyam is actually Mishum Yush. What the Gemara really means to say is, everyone over here agrees that Yish Shaloi Midas Have Yush. For some reason, the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Hanano is over here, he's Vadai Miyayish. He's for sure Miyayish. He's for sure Miyayish. There, the whole machlokas of Yish Shaloi Midas is only by something that he's probably going to be Miyayish. But if he's 100% going to be Miyayish, then everyone agrees that that now Tosfos doesn't hold of this. Tosfos seems to say Zut HaShi'am is just the Gzeiris HaKosev. It has nothing to do with anything. So Tosfos would probably learn that shot in the Gemara. We'll see. I think there's many Tosfos in that that indicate that he doesn't hold of this idea. If he's what? So that's not talking about Zut HaShi'am. It's talking about a flood. But Zut HaShi'am means like a tsunami, or it means that it's already it's in the river. That's talking about like a, just a, you know, something smaller. Smaller scale. It's a good question, but that's talking about smaller scale. Al kol panim. Now the Gemara this is the machlokes Abaye and Rava. The Gemara is now going to go through 10 toshmas. We had 10 cases in our Mishnah, 10 toshmas, and then we get to Tau, and then we get to the one that's going to be the tiebreaker. So the first 10 toshmas, many of them are going to go through our Mishnah. We start with, for example, Peres Mefuzaris. And we said, Peres Mefuzaris, why can you keep it? He doesn't know he lost it. Well, you forgot. We said Peres Mefuzaris is talking about Machnash to the Beidori. You didn't really forget. The Gemara often says things that on a different Amid we should know. Now over here we got into an interesting Shaila of the Gemara says Machnash to the Beidori, which is Aveda Midas. What's the din of a regular Aveda Midas? For example, let's say a person takes his wallet and just leaves it in which, or no, leaves his animal. I'm sorry, it's an easier case. He doesn't lock up his animal, and his animal is just strolling all over the place, and people are finding it left and right. So, do you have to return that? Everyone agrees? No. Aveda Midas, you don't have to return. Can you keep it as a machloikas between the Rambam and the Tur? The Rambam says you cannot keep it. So, there's a kasha on the Rambam from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, Machnash Tabedar is Aveda Midas. And what does it say in the Mishnah? Eilim Etziyos Shaloi. That you can keep it. So we said this has to be an exception to the rule. Regular Aveda Midas, the Rambam holds, I'm not mafkir, just because I'm reckless, just because I'm careless, doesn't mean that I'm mafkir. But over here, is this person going to be coming back for this item? No. Therefore, he is mafkir. So this is different than regular Aveda Midas. In this specific case, perhaps we would say that even the Rambam agrees that it would be over here, hefkir. Our koponim, Gemara moves on to Mois Mefuzaris. What about over there? How could you keep it? He doesn't know that he dropped. It says the Gemara, Kidir Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Adam and Mashmesh Bekisiv Achol Shah. People check their pockets all the time. One interesting Shiloh, which probably most of us spoke about, is what about loose change? What about a person? So many people have they don't know how much coins they have in their pocket. They don't even know, right? Such small money. So over there, do you also see the rule of Adam Mamashnesh Bekisai Bechol Shah? I think Rabbi Yashiv speaks about that. It could be there's a difference between large money and small money. He spoke about Rabbi Kala said that perhaps maybe small money you should give to tzedakah, large money you should keep. Al kol panim, a person usually checks his pockets. We move on. What about a Gulei Devela over there also? Because they're Yakiri. What does Yakiri mean? Heavy. A person's going to notice when he dropped them. What about Lashoyma Shel Argamon? Over there, because they're expensive, he's going to know that he's going to also check his pockets or check whatever his load, and therefore also know that he lost it. Now the Gemara moves on to a Toshma. Toshma in the case of Bate Knisios. Now this is practically identical to our Mishnah. So much someone lost money. So the Gemara says over here also, he doesn't know. So the Gemara, this over here, Rabbi Yitzchak says this did. Adam and Mashmesh Bekiso. It's interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about the Braisa and not talking about the Mishnah. It would make more sense. What's more prominent? What's more chashiv? Where would it make more sense for a person to make his mark? On a Mishnah or on a Braisa? On a Mishnah. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak wait to the Braisa? Apparently he saw more in the Braisa than he saw in the Mishnah in order to say his statement. So maybe there's something about Bate Knisius or Bate Midrashus that's different. Anyway, we move on, and now we bring in the din of leket. We speak about that everyone is allowed to take leket once the aniyim, all the aniyim went through. They ask the Gemara, that's good for the aniyim over here. What about aniyim elsewhere? Says the Gemara, they may ikara yusha miyash. They're miyash already beforehand. There's no problem. Rabbi Kivager brings up the shiloh. What about What about Ketanim? Ketanim can't be Miyayish. That's a whole discussion in and of itself. Al Kloponim, the next case is Ketzios. The case of Ketzios is we're speaking about what happens if a person finds fruit that's fallen on the path. Te'ena or Ketzios, they're mutter. Zesim and Charavim are usser. Now the Gemara says the Reish is not going to be Shverin Abayit because over there also you could say that he knows, he checks. Or he knows he's going to fall. But the Seif on Rava, why are we saying that it's Usser? Rava holds that if I know that it dropped, I would be Miyayish. Yushalim Adash should work, says the Gemara. Amar Vo Shana Zayis Hol Ve Chazusoy Moichiach Alav. Or Zaysoy Moichiach Alav. Says the Gemara, why in the Reisha can you not keep it? The answer is Teina Im Nefilasa Nim Eses. Tosfos seems to have two pshatim. Does that mean that I can't tell anymore? We said the olive doesn't fall far from the tree, so therefore, is it because of the proximity that you can make the deduction? Or is it because of the fact that chazusa, its color, so therefore the color of the olive would indicate that it's from that tree. But because a te'ena, with its falling, its nemesis, therefore it doesn't have the same color, and you can't compare it to the tree. Or nemesis, and therefore the owner doesn't even want it anymore. That's what it means. It's just that's the way Rashi seems to learn. I'll call upon him. Yeah. Oh, so I guess each one is going to be, have to see, is it more similar to an olive or is it more similar to a fig or carrot? No, well, yeah, the other things are going to go into each category. You have to figure out which one goes into what category. That's a good point. Akoponim, there's another discussion here about the Meiser. Tosfos speaks about why would it be Pater and Meiser, Chayiv and Meiser? There's a discussion of if Yush like Hefker, not like Hefker, but that's not for now. That's Tosfos' discussion.
Want to say something? You really have to see if it gets discussed.
Right. That's what it's going to depend on.
It seems like the Gemara is saying that everything
Only things that get discussed, right? Or if there's anything else that gets disgusting, right? Right. Yeah. Akoponim. We're now on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. We're almost finished, and over here we speak about a Gazlan, a Ganav, and a Yardain. It's not clear what the case of Yardain is. Rashi seems to learn that it just means any river that sweeps up stuff. Other Rishonim say it actually referring to something that has nothing to do with lost objects. Has to do with Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it takes, whatever it gives, it gives. Now the way it gives something, the Mefarshim say, is with a two-step process, something called Yush and Shinoi Rishus. That works for Gzela. For Gzela, regular Yush is not going to be Kaina. So you need Yush and therefore Mashin Nosan, Nosan. What he gives to someone else, he can give, and that works with Yush and Shinoi Rishus. There's a discussion, you need Yush first, maybe Shinoi Rishus first, would work or didn't work. This maybe proves from our Gemara. Anyway, the Gemara says Gazlan's okay because he knows to be Miyayish. But Ganav, he doesn't know to be Miyayish. So our Papa says, okay, it's talking about Liztim Mizuyim. Then it's also Gazlan. It's two different types of Gazlan, not a problem. Then we move on to the case of, we're trying to move quickly here, Shataf Nahar, as someone mentioned before, the case of where a river has swept up. This is not Zuto Shel Yam. This is not like in a sea. This is just, you know, the local river. Anyone know what the local river is called? The Saskatchewan? Something like that. Susquehanna. Susquehanna River. You're not talking about like the Mediterranean or the Atlantic. Al-Kopanim, the Susquehanna, like it takes his Eitzav Avanov, a koyer of Eitzav and Avanov, so then it can keep it because the Bailim are Miyayish. We said, if they're not Miyayish, no, what about Yush Lomidas? It was saying over here, it's talking about he could save it, so then we wouldn't think he's Miyayish. If he save it, why did he have to run after it? The answer is he could save it on day Atchak. If he's running, he's not Miyayish. If he isn't running, then he is. Mefarshim speak about how do I know just because he's running after it that he's the owner? Who said he's the owner? He's like, all about it. Assume just because this guy's running after it, he's the owner? How do you have the right to assume that? Anyway, now we move out of Aveda and we move into the case of Toirem. A toirim shaloi midas trumasoi truma. So we said this isn't even talking about yish anymore. So we said it's not just a discussion of yish shaloi midas. This is a case of toirim shaloi midas. If you wanted to put them all into one category, you would call it das shaloi midas, I guess, or nichusa shaloi midas. Anyway, a person is toirim shaloi midas. So trumasoi trumoi. How would you know if he wants it? If he likes it, how do we know if he's going to like it? It says if he says klachei tel yafas, and there are better ones. Gemara says, but who cares? But Shas Maisa, he didn't know that you did it. There should be a kasha on Abaye. Says the Gemara, so much Shavish Shliach. Now there's a big discussion here as to, hold on a second. Yiyush is an emotion or a feeling or whatever. But Truma needs to create a chalois. When you need to create a chalois, you can't just use a theoretical das, assuming that Truma needs to create a chalois. So there's many answers to this question. The answer that we use is that maybe Truma is not really a chalois. Truma is just a maisa hafrasha, it seems like from the granat. And therefore, even someone who's not the Bailim can do it. All you really need is the consent of the Bailim, and the Gemara's Havamina at least. And therefore, Truma is not like a regular kinyan. It's not like Hektish or Kedushin or like buying and selling. It's just a Maisa Hafrasha, perhaps. Al Kopanim, Rava comes and saves the day and says, we're talking about where he made a Shliach. And Rava says it has to be that way because of the Pasuk. Ma'atem, it says, Atem Gam Atem, means Ladaita. So in our Gemara, it seems to be clear, the only case of Truma is if he made a Shliach. Now the problem is the Rambam, where the Rambam brings down this case without the case, without the Shliach. And the Rambam passes like a Baye. So what's going on, the Mefarshim ask. So some of the Mefarshim say the Rambam has a different Gemara that clashes with our Gemara, even though Tosfos doesn't learn it that way. But the Rambam seems to say, no, you don't need to make a Shliach. Based on that other Gemara. The other Gemara seems to say that you can return to an attribute. Why? So we said maybe mitzvah shiny. Maybe mitzvah, everyone agrees, even Abaye agrees, that you can use das shaloi midas. Why would a mitzvah be different? So we had explained that maybe a mitzvah is more than just stam das. Maybe mitzvah is like a vadai, similar to the din of zuta shoyam, which Rashi, Rambam, holds, works me din yish. Tosfos doesn't hold that way. That would make sense why Tosfos would not learn like the Rambam over here either. Al kopanim, we're almost finished. Ameimar, now we go into a story. Ameimar and Mar Zutran of Ashi, they went to the Bustana of Mari Bar Isak. Ameimar of Ashi, they ate, Mar Zutra didn't eat. Mari Bar Isak came and he told him, why don't you take from the better stuff? So they said to Mar Zutra, why don't you eat now? So he said, because Klach Etziof only works by Truma, which is a mitzvah. Over here, he's just saying that because he's embarrassed. First of all, isn't there a mitzvah? Well, that says one question. Isn't there a mitzvah Achnasis Orchim? Said Rabbi Goldberg. So insightfully, Achnasis Orchim doesn't just mean anytime you give food to people. It has to be someone that's really needy and really relying on you. These people, they weren't like, they had food. They weren't necessarily like starving. Maybe that's not considered to be a mitzvah. We said another mitzvah is a mitzvah to be mehane talmidei chachamim. That's a mitzvah. So first of all, we said mechavet talmidei. First of all, we said, I don't know if they're going to rely on it. Like, okay, I'm a talmid chacham, so therefore it's a mitzvah. So it's okay. I'm not sure if they're going to rely on that. Second of all, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Darkei David says every person can choose which talmid chacham he wants to be mechavet. So therefore, he's not obligated to do this. Truma is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Anyway. So we're just going to end with this, my friends. Interesting, important stuff to know, those of you that are not in my shir. There's a chidah, and the chidah says that there's a big problem with people. Where's Ellie? Oshander. There's a big problem with people that are collecting money, and they pressure people to give, and they don't really want to give. It says the chidah, it's a chashash gezel, and it's a chil Hashem, with at least when the people that are, at least machzikei moistis, when like Rosh Hashiva is going around, and he said the Ashurim are saying, look how much pressure they're putting on us, and it says it's a chashash chil Hashem, and a chashash gezel. Serious stuff, the chidah says. So you have to be careful that the person who's giving you, says the chidah, really wants to give. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I believe in Dibros Moshe learns not like that. I mean, it's mashmal in our Gemara. Why? Because Mari Bar Isak didn't eat, even though the owner came in and said, eat. God, eat. Mar Zutra, I'm sorry, didn't eat. Even though the owner said, eat. Why not? He said, because he just said that he didn't really mean it. So what do I see? If someone is, maybe over here is different because he's actually giving, but that's what the Chidah says. HaKopanim Rav Moshe says that, no, maybe in our Gemara, really he could have eaten. It's just, Mar Zutra didn't want to eat when someone doesn't really want to give him. Api Alacha, maybe you're allowed to. In other words, if someone says, take, you can take, even if he doesn't mean it. That's the other thing. It's not just for shnars, by the way. It's also for any person. If you walk over to someone and says, do you mind if I take a donut? As the answer is like, sure, take a donut. You know, like, he doesn't really mean that. You know that he's not happy taking the donut, right? Can you take it or not? According to the Chidah, that's a chashash gezel.
When it comes to
question. Good question.
Yeah.
Good. 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 Okay, I want to finish up. We're leaving 1:30, so I want to finish up. Here we are. The last thing. So that's Machlokes Rav Moshe and the Chida. The last thing we spoke about is the other two people that did eat. Their names were Amemar and Rav Ashi. Why do they eat? They don't paskin like they don't paskin like Rava. Why do they eat? Says Tosis, they ate because they assumed that the Oris was giving his own stuff. He wasn't giving Mori Barisik stuff. So then, of course, I could take it. He's giving me his stuff. But Tosis seems to say that over here, if you do not have permission to take someone's stuff, according to Abai, you cannot eat it. So if I walk into someone's house, let's say I walk into someone, I'm almost positive he's going to let me eat their stuff. You can't take it because yirsh shalom das lo have a yirsh. You don't have das. You can't. You're not allowed. The shach says lule de mistafina. I would have said differently that when it comes to this type of case, you can. Why would the shach say you could take it? So we had suggested maybe once again, this is like a mitzvah. This is like zuta shaliyab. This is something where we know for sure the person's going to let, and therefore, even according to Abaye, yirsh shalom das will work. Only in a case when you have a question of what is das, is you have a likelihood of his das. Tosfos argues, perfect. That would be Tosfos lishitasai. We actually have a raya that to Rashi from a to the shach from a Rashi, which would align the shitas together. Akopanam, we just finished daf chav beis amit aleph. Chav beis amit beis starts with v'chiyutan. It does v'chiyutan, and then it does the raya from zuta shalyam, and then we finish Yal Kigam. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi Goldberg is going to be doing the Shir Klali on Yish Shalom Midas. I'm sure it'll be very different than what we're doing. There's a lot of other ideas. Thank you all for listening.